You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning and welcome to the broadcast of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
Good morning and welcome to our worship service. We're following Divine Service Setting 1, beginning on page 151 in your hymnal. Our hymns, opening hymn 703, How Can I Thank You, Lord? Hymn of the Day 578, Thy Strong Word. Distribution hymn 686, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. 580, The Gospel Shows the Father's Grace. 743, Jesus, Priceless Treasure. Closing hymn 523, O Word of God Incarnate. During distribution, we're going to try something a little differently. I'll be adjacent to the elder, and I'll be speaking the words, whether you take the common cup or the individual cup. So I'll be speaking the words. So you're hearing them from your pastor. So that's why we're making this adjustment, just so you understand why it's done a little differently today. We'll figure it out as we go. More announcements after the service. Let's begin with our opening hymn.
Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
We allow a time of silence to reflect on God's word and for self-examination. Let us then confess our sins to God, our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. We turn to the yellow insert and sing together the introit. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, Let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Everlasting God, you have commanded us to pray and have promised to hear us. Mercifully grant that your Holy Spirit may direct and govern our hearts in all things, that we may persevere with steadfast faith in the confession of your name, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Testament reading is from Genesis chapter 32. The same night Jacob arose and took his two wives, his two female servants, and his 11 children and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. He took them and sent them across the stream and everything else that he had. And Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of the day. When the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he touched his hip socket, and Jacob's hip was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for the day has broken." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." And he said to him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob." Then he said, "Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with men and have prevailed." And Jacob asked him, "Please tell me your name." But he said, "Why is it that you ask me my name?" And there he blessed him. So Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, saying, "For I have seen God face to face, and yet my life has been delivered." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We sing together the gradual on your yellow inserts.
Thank you.
The epistle is from 2 Timothy chapter 3. As for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be competent, equipped for every good work. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions. And we will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths. As for you, always be sober-minded, endure suffering, and do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand in honor of the gospel. Gospel according to St. Luke, the 18th chapter. Jesus told them a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray and not lose heart. He said, in a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor respected man, and there was a widow in that city who kept coming to him and saying, give me justice against my adversary. For a while he refused. But afterward he said to himself, though I neither fear God nor respect man, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will give her justice, so that she will not beat me down by her continual coming. And the Lord said, hear what the unrighteous judge says. And will not God give justice to his elect who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long over them? I tell you, he will give justice to them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? This is the gospel of the Lord.
grace
to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. He said to him, "What's your name?" "Who are you?" The man who had wrestled with Jacob until the break of day asked, "What's your name?" The man was asking who Jacob was. Humbled, exhausted, he replied, "Jacob." This name has meaning. This man carrying this name has a history from the moment he grabbed his brother's heel from the womb. It identifies Jacob as a supplanter, heel grabber, one who schemes, lies, cheats to get one's own way. Jacob received his name at birth after he grabbed his brother Esau's heel on the way out of the womb, and he lived up to his name as a schemer, as a cheat. He cheated his brother Esau out of his birthright, cheated him out of his blessing. Esau was so furious that he threatened to kill his brother Jacob. Rebekah, their mother, tells Jacob to leave, to run from his brother Esau, at least until Esau might cool off. Isaac, their father, also tells Jacob to leave. He tells him to go so that he can marry someone of their same faith and nationality and not one of the Canaanite women where they were living at the time. And Isaac gives Jacob the blessing, the same blessing that God gave to Abraham, which had been passed on to him. And the blessing includes the land of Canaan, many descendants, the dignity of being the ancestor of the promised Messiah. And one night in Bethel, where Jacob had stopped along his journey, the Lord himself came to Jacob in a dream. He said, "I am the Lord, the God of Abraham, your father, the God of Isaac. The land in which you lie, I will give to you and to your offspring. Your offspring shall be like the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. And in you and your offspring shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you." God himself, be it in a dream, but God himself speaking these promises to Jacob. And he's giving him this promise while he's running from his brother after deceiving him. Our reading from Genesis today picks up 20 years later, 20 years after this promise. And Jacob is now running from his uncle Laban. He's heading back toward the land of Canaan with his family and his flocks. And he has sent word to his brother Esau that he's on his way. He's hoping to find favor with Esau. The message comes back from Esau that Esau is coming, but he's not alone. He's coming with 400 men. Doesn't sound like brother Esau is coming in peace. Sounds more like a brother who's not forgotten what Jacob did 20 years earlier. But Jacob is terrified. He divides his flocks, his herds, his camels in order to at least spare half of them. You hear humility in Jacob's prayer to God. He says, "O God of my father Abraham and Isaac, O Lord who said to me, 'Return to your country and your people that I may do good,' I'm not worthy of the steadfast love and of the faithfulness you have shown me. Please deliver me from Esau. I'm afraid he'll attack me and my family." And he continues by recalling God's promises to God. "But you said, 'I will surely do you good and make your offspring as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude.'" Jacob is wrestling with God in this sense, in this prayer. Promises from God in this situation that he finds himself facing his brother Esau. In order to be obedient to God and to return to the promised land, Jacob must face his brother, the one he has deceived, the one who has threatened him to kill him. Now, Jacob would rather not do that. He'd rather avoid this confrontation. But God has knowingly and intentionally led Jacob into this confrontation. The question is, will Jacob trust God to keep his promises even in this situation? Now, you may not like confrontation, but God does. He leads you into it all the time. He leads you into a confrontation with yourself when he leads you to face your sins, even though you'd rather not. And even when you're afraid to do so. But he's also given you promises. Promises given to you in your baptism. Promises of forgiveness of your sins. Deliverance from eternal death that you deserve. Reconciliation with God himself. Eternal life with him in his paradise. These are promises that he's given you. And your faith in these promises gives you the ability to confront your sins and to receive his mercy. The wrestling happens with God when you're confronted with all this failings on your part. And all you can do is hold him to his promises. These promises are yours in all situations that you face, including confronting other people. Even when you're confronting people who you've sinned against, who you've offended, whom you've not reconciled with. Our Lord, the Prince of Peace, leads you to deal directly with the person with whom you have a broken relationship. You will likely have to admit what you've done to offend them, to harm them. And if you've been hurt, you have to wrestle with forgiving that person. As you anticipate confronting this person, you may have to wrestle with God, at least in a figurative sense. As you wrestle with God, wanting to believe his promises for you, and wanting to be obedient to his commands, you may become aware of how much you have sinned against God and how much he has forgiven you. And clinging to his promises, you can submit to him. In our text today, in anticipation of this confrontation with Esau, Jacob has sent everyone else ahead of him. And we read, Jacob was left alone. But if he's left alone, why does the next sentence say, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of the day? Perhaps because this is not any ordinary man. This is not an ordinary wrestling match. It turns out that this man is God. Yeah, as a man. And Jacob starts to figure this out, and the man says, let me go, for the day has broken. But Jacob, recognizing who it is, says, I'll not let you go unless you bless me. He knows it's God. All he has to hope for is a blessing. Nothing in himself. And he said to him, what is your name? And he said, Jacob. Jacob. Supplanter, heel grabber, the one who schemes and lies and cheats and gets his own way. When face to face with God, Jacob must admit who he really is. That's who he is. God has the power to destroy Jacob, but he's not there to destroy him. God is faithful to his promise, and Jacob gets it. Jacob submits to God and to his promise. And in so doing, Jacob prevails. Jacob prevailed through the faith that held on firmly to God's promise until it overcame God's wrath and obtained God as the gracious Father. You prevail through the faith that holds on to God's word until it overcomes God's wrath and obtains God as the gracious Father. You don't deserve God's blessings. You have failed to trust God. You've tried to manipulate situations to get your own blessings, to get your own way. Maybe when you were afraid of things not going your way, you decided you'd find some clever way to make your case in a way that sounds convincing to others, but not really revealing the full truth. Maybe when you were afraid to face a person who you had a disagreement with, you found a way to avoid them, so that you wouldn't have to face the difficulty of admitting you were wrong, the difficulty of asking for forgiveness, the difficulty of forgiving them. But then you come to church and you hear God's word. You think that you're alone in your thoughts, but you're confronted by God through his word at the altar, where God comes to us to face our sinfulness in his presence. You're not alone. God is here, and he's asked who you are. And you've answered. You've answered this in your confession. Sinful, unclean. You don't deserve God's blessing, but you cling to him by faith. You come here and refuse to leave until you receive his blessing. After Jacob admitted to the God-man who he was, God says, "Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. For you have striven with God and with men and have prevailed." His new name, a testimony and a reminder that God had purified him, had restored him. After you confessed your sins and iniquities, I essentially gave you a new name. I said that you will no longer be called sinner, you will be called forgiven. You have striven with God and prevailed. You have believed in his promises to you, the promises that were given to you in your baptism. God promised the Messiah, and he came. The one who took on the sins of the world, including yours, your failure to trust God, your failure to admit when you sinned against somebody, your fear of confronting those whom you need to reconcile, all your sins, all the sins that you're afraid to admit to yourself, to God, these sins he took upon himself. You were joined to him, Jesus Christ, the God-man, in your baptism, into his death and resurrection. Now, you and I have been unfaithful, but God is faithful. And Christ has given you the inheritance of the promised land of heaven. In Christ, you have prevailed. After Jacob wrestles with God and God blesses him, he's now ready to face Esau. The account continues after the reading we heard today. As Esau and his 400 men arrived, Jacob went to his brother, bowing himself to the ground 7 times until he came near. This was like a servant's act of respect toward his Lord. Jacob demonstrates humility and respect for the one he fears, for the one he deceived. He presents himself vulnerable. But Esau ran to meet him and embraced him and fell on his neck and kissed him. They wept with joy. Jacob was relieved, to say the least. So was Jacob's fear and wrestling with God for nothing? No. Jacob had to come to that point of submission to God and his promises to him. The confrontation that God brought to Jacob brought Jacob to repentance and humility in the presence of God and man. And God blessed him, even as he promised. In your confrontation, cling to God's promises to you. Forgiveness in Christ, life everlasting in his kingdom, peace and fellowship with God and the saints, and acknowledge that you do not deserve them. Recall them to God and receive them in faith. In Christ, you have prevailed. Amen. And may the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand. Together we confess our faith as written in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Jacob wrestled with you, O Lord, and would not depart without a blessing. Grant us the blessing of your grace and faith to hear and heed the voice of your word. Give us patience, courage, and endurance in time of trouble, that we may not despair when we suffer for the sake of the kingdom. Lord, in your mercy. Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, give faithfulness to pastors that they may bear witness to the appearing and kingdom of Christ, who will judge the living and the dead. Instill in them patience and sober-mindedness, that they may rebuke, reprove, and exhort all sinners with sound teaching. Grant preachers and hearers a fervent desire for the truth of your word, that we may not be led astray by your passions. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, guide and protect all families. Grant that husbands and wives might live in faithfulness to each other. Bless mothers with child, all children, and all who bring children to baptism and nurture them in the faith. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Holy One, bless Donald, our President, the Congress of these United States, Tony, our Governor, and all elected and appointed officials of government. Guide them to promote good and just laws for the benefit of all people. Give them integrity, that they may serve the highest good with their abilities. Bless those whose sacrificial service regularly protects and defends us here and abroad. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Almighty God, because you neither slumber nor sleep, deliver us from evil. Especially we beg you to keep the lives of those who face sickness, injuries, and troubles, including Vicky, Anita, Lois, Louis, Marlis, Tim, Greg, Kathy, Doris, Matthew, Mark, Ethel, Bob, Gabby, Fred, Harold, Joan, Linda, Jaden, Rick, Missy, Lacey, Marilyn, Marlene, Erno, and Jeff. Lord, in your mercy. Unworthy though we are, we come, O Lord, at your own invitation, washed in the blood of the Lamb. We are the people of your promise and the sheep of your own flock. Grant us to receive with faith and in repentance the blessed food of your Son's body and blood, and bring this Holy Communion to bear fruit in our lives. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious Lord, teach us to pray with persistence, because you love us, always provide for us, and promise to give justice to your elect who cry out to you day and night. Grant us faith that wrestles with you but trusts that you remain in control. Do not let us go until you have blessed us with forgiveness, guidance, and eternal life with Christ. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful Father, as you have promised, keep safe our coming in and our going out from this time forth and forevermore. For we pray in the name of Jesus, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. You may be seated as the offering is collected.
Thank you. you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give Him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and at all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
O Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, in giving us your body and blood to eat and to drink, you lead us to remember and confess your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into heaven, and your coming for the final judgment. So remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy.
thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380 or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue in Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.